The following is a RackRadioShow.com exclusive.
And welcome to the Rack Extra Reviews right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and we're back with episode 9 of Total Bellows. The Parisian adventures continue as we get the second part to Nikki's so-called bachelorette party. And I use bachelorette in quotations. There was a lot going on in this episode, but there wasn't a lot going on. My initial impression is I kind of wish they hadn't had the side plot of JJ and the mom and the friend, because I feel like it really distracted, but that's just me.
Yeah, they had cast members that had a wedge into the show, and it just sort of felt forced. It also felt like that they sort of stretched this out longer than it needed to be.
A little bit, yeah.
Because based off of the plots and everything that's going on with the Bellas, or Nikki herself, it feels like they stretched what was supposed to be the bachelorette party into two episodes rather than just one episode based on changes that were supposed to happen at the end of the season, but didn't.
Pretty much. So yeah, so we just want to give a quick note. Basically, JJ, Mama Bella, and her friend all went around Paris. They ate chocolates. They got drunk. They decided to prank Nikki and Brie, and they TP'd a house, which is probably not the chateau, I should say, which was probably not the wisest idea to do, because I'm sure the owner was not happy unless they cleared it with them first. So yeah, so I just wanted to give that a quick mention. That's pretty much what they did throughout the episode. So we're going to go...
Hold on.
We're going to focus mainly...
On other things, yes. But I want to mention one thing from that.
Okay.
What I love that they were, you know, they were trying to be all sneaky and everything when breaking in the house and trying to make all the noise and TPing everything. But they couldn't, you know, but they were like, we're going to get caught. Why? There's a big-ass camera light following us.
Yeah, fourth wall break.
The camera light's right there. That's just everything. And I wrote in my notes about all that whole story. So, at what point weren't they drinking in the show?
Well, it is Total Bellas.
No, I meant JJ and his mother. They were always drinking. Every scene had them drinking something.
Like you do.
I'm just mentioning that. That's all.
You're in Paris, you're in Europe. You know, like you do. Might as well have a good time. So, basically, this is all about Nikki and what she wants to do and her high-class affair. And, well, I shouldn't say affair. Affair is the wrong phrase. But, basically, her high-class...
Event.
Event. That is a better word. So, one of the things that she loves to do, which is Downton Abbey-inspired, she's very into that, and Marie Antoinette, and the finer things in life, is tea time. And I don't blame her. I enjoy tea time, too. It's a nice, fun thing. Not everybody's into it. Some people find it boring, but it's like, hey, you get to go stuff your face with sweets and tea and little sandwiches, and it's just a good time is had by all. And if you go to the right tea house, they have champagne. Anyway, so we go to tea time. They're all decked out in their finery. Nikki's got on a little fascinator. She's wearing this cute little outfit. They all look lovely. And we go to the tea room, basically. And we're sitting around. It's a lovely room. It's Marie Antoinette inspired. And we come to find out that the blend that they're drinking is actually the one that Marie Antoinette used to drink.
I have no words for that. So,
and they're like, oh, this is very good. This is very good. Yes. And they had some yummy looking cake with them. But Nikki's just sort of eh. She's just sort of meh. To the whole thing.
Yeah. So one of the friends asked, so what's the funnest part of wedding planning? And Nikki had this great eye roll.
She's a wedding planner.
Yeah, we learned she actually has a wedding planner.
Well, we knew she had a wedding planner. She's had a wedding planner since the beginning of the episode, or the season.
Yeah, but it's now confirmed.
Yeah. So, basically, John, and then she's asked, well, does John want anything for the wedding? Did he tell you he wanted anything? And Nikki's just like, he wants her to show up.
That's it. Simple as that.
That's it. And we go to the cutaway, and we find out Nikki is trying to push something down inside of her, that she has a secret that she's trying to hide, and she's trying not to let it ruin the trip, but that she's forcing a secret back as this trip progresses. And I think we all kind of know what it is at this point, because, you know, obviously this is several months ago, and we all know the events that have happened since, and basically how she's been talking through this whole season. So yeah, it's not a hard guess what the secret is, but she still doesn't really tell us what it is. So then we go to a costume shop after tea, because after the fiasco with the titty tassels and bedazzled bondage gear and everything else, Bree and Lauren decide, hey, let's just go to a costume shop. Everybody can pick what they want. We'll rent it. We'll wear it. And then we'll give it back. And it'll be great.
Simple as that.
Simple as that. And that's what they do. They go into this costume shop. They find some lovely dresses. And they have a good time. They get the gowns. They get the masks. They get everything they want. And then they leave. And basically, the joke is Bree's like, this is how I get stuff done. Because she's carrying all the dresses to the bus.
Yeah.
And they're giving her a hard time.
Yeah. So, we now have a dinner. Or lunch or something. They're eating.
It's a dinner.
It's a dinner.
With Top Chef.
Which they didn't. Nikki could not remember his name. Called Top Chef the entire time. So, and one of the comments that was made, it's your all black single funeral.
Because they all wore little black dresses. Yeah. Or little black outfits. So yes, they all got the memo, and it's goodbye to Nikki's being single. She's officially going off the market, and in Nikki's words, she's going to lose her virginity, which it's like, pretty sure that's long gone, and the chastity belt is coming off. Again, I don't think there was ever one on, but okay.
Yeah, and then we got back to the comments about the spanking from last week, and she doesn't want to be spanked by her brother, but, you know, she'll spank John all night long.
She says it feels empowering.
She feels empowered with spanking.
Interesting. I don't know if John would go for that. We'd have to find out somehow. But one thing that we should note is that the mom, brother, and friend storyline do cross here. Basically, they get into the house and they surprise the girls. They scare the crap out of the girls. And laughs are had by all. Yeah. Bree gets the most scared.
Yeah.
So now it's time for the masquerade ball. The house is decked up. It's enchanting. They're all in their lovely gowns. They have their hair done. They have their makeup done. They are escorted to the ballroom by a slew of handsome gentlemen. Each lady has her own. And then Nikki comes in and they tell her, oh, you should practice walking down the aisle. And so they point to a bust of Napoleon on the fireplace mantle. They're like, oh, you should pretend he's the groom. And she's like, ew, no. But she's like, okay, all right, for you, I'll do it. So she practices walking down the aisle, you know, and she's got that bridesmaid walk down. She's been enough of them. She knows. So then we eat, we drink, we have a good time, we laugh, and then we have a little sit down, I guess, not a full dinner, maybe a full dinner. The LBD thing might have been just aperitifs. I don't know. Could have been.
Don't ask me those words. I don't know.
Appetizers.
Okay, good. I took Spanish. I didn't take French.
So we're sitting down, we're eating, and each man is serving each lady. She thinks one of the servers looks like Bo Dallas, which he kind of does.
That looks like WWE's Bo Dallas.
Plant. And then the secrets start to come out. They start to pour out, where the word sacrifice gets brought up. And Nikki hates that word, because she's tired of it. She's tired of sacrificing. So Nikki is tired of sacrificing, and kind of, again, the secret that she's trying to hold in is starts to bubble to the surface. We see the mixed feelings. We see the cold feet starting to come out. And we see there's this very slow realization that Nikki does not want to get married. I think Nikki has realized she does not want to get married at this point, but she's going through with it because she feels like she has to, because that's what's expected of her. So she's trying, but she's not succeeding because she hasn't been happy really once on this trip. So Bree's like, okay, all right, I'm going to lighten the mood because they don't want to go down that road. It's a party. So she starts to have an opera off, which with one of the other girls, which was hilarious.
That was great.
And then the real entertainment happens. Our wonderful servers, the gentlemen they hired, are not just servers. Oh no, no. They're male strippers on top of it. Because, well, what's a bachelorette party without strippers? Right?
But it's the one thing she doesn't want, so Bree broke the rules.
Bree broke the rules. But they're high-class strippers.
Saw a lot of ass.
There was a lot of ass going on in that. I was fine with it. So anyway, they take Nikki over. They pick her up out of her chair. They bring her over to another chair. They tie her to it. They grind on her. They give her a lap dance. They make her, you know, slap their asses. We see ass. She has a good time. She's laughing. She's smiling. And she says, now it feels like a bachelorette party.
Well, duh, you had strippers.
Right?
There's not no fancy tea time with pinkies up. No, this is strippers with asses out and things growing.
I don't think things were growing.
You never know. Move it on.
Moving on. So then after the sort of fervor dies down, we see Bree and Lauren slip away for the grand finale, which is their mime act, which they had practiced earlier in the episode. And they come down, and everybody's like, well, where's Bree? Where's Lauren? And they kind of get spotted, but they kind of don't coming down because they sort of come around the back way.
And there's a huge camera that's following them, so you're going to see it through the window, but no, no one's supposed to see that.
Right.
Camera lights.
Fourth wall.
Camera lights on a reality TV show will give away any secret you try to pull off. Just saying.
So they do their mime act. It's a big hit, and they're all laughing and having a good time. And that's how we close Paris with mimes and strippers and ass.
All right. So you want to put a bow on all that first before we move to the other stuff? So coming out of it, you can see Nikki has some things boiling over. You can see that there's a revelation that is coming next episode. And you've seen it, as you mentioned, all season. There's something that's going to happen. We know it's coming. A lot of this was filmed prior to it all breaking apart. And it always begs the question, why did they get back together in the first place?
Well, remember, she said the only reason that she didn't want to marry him was the kids thing. So he caved on the kids thing. And I think she thought that would be enough to fix it, knowing full well that wasn't going to be enough. And John knew full well that wasn't going to be enough. But it's okay, if this is what you want, I'll give you what you want. And that's what they did. Now Nikki is continuing to see that, yes, she is bargaining a child into this relationship, but she doesn't have what she wants, which is John. At least she thinks that's what she wants. John is still going to be gone all the time. John is still going to put his career before her. And essentially now she's going to have to sacrifice her life, her career, one, to do the kid thing, and two, to be his wife. And any time that she does want to spend with him, she's going to have to step away from her career and sacrifice to do that. And she's done with that. She's tired of that. And you can tell based on this episode, based on her language, based on the way that she was, you know, her phrasing, all of that stuff, the decision's been made. She's got it in the back of her mind. She does not want to get married. She's already got her mind set on it. You can tell. But it's, I'm going to do the thing. She's talking herself into doing it. She's really almost forcing herself into it because it's what's expected at this point. It's broke up, you fixed it, you got back together, nothing has changed, and it's crap. Now what do? I'm stuck. And yes, there is a huge revelation coming next episode, which from what I've heard, it's very raw and it's very real and it's very heartbreaking. So get the box of tissues and prepare to be kicked in the feels.
Speaking of being kicked in the feels, back home to San Diego.
We see the Danielson family reunited, and Bree and Brian are sort of catching up about Paris a little bit, and then she asks him about his doctor's appointments, and, you know, how his tests went, and he's like, yeah, I think it went okay, but I'm trying not to get too, you know, hopeful about it, because they're sending him to two more doctors, and basically, if he doesn't get cleared, he's gone. And Bree's like, that's super frustrating, you know, and she doesn't understand why they're putting him through so much, and he kind of agrees. I get why they're doing it. It's basically all it takes is one doctor to say no, and that's it. So it's the fact that if, God forbid, and this is purely hypothetical, but God forbid something happened to Dana Bryan, and the doctors 2-3 years ago were right, and he got back in the ring and wrestled, it's, look, we sent him to 10-12 neurologists, the best in the country. They all said the same thing. He was fine. This is a CYA thing. That's what this is. Because if they weren't concerned about it, or if they weren't trying to cover their backside, they would send him to one doctor, they would get him cleared, and that would be enough. This is not the case. This is, we are going to send you to every doctor we can find to make sure that they all concur. Because if all 10 doctors say he's good, then he's good.
Yeah. So
that's what they're doing.
And it was revealed, if Brian doesn't get cleared, he's gone, and Bree's okay with that decision.
Yep, because she wants him to be happy, and she's been supporting him this whole time. So she wants him to be happy. Well, 1 week later, in Dallas, we see Brian. He's backstage at SmackDown. And he said, it's been hard being there and not wrestling, and I can completely get that because that's what he wants to do. But things have changed, and Brian is officially cleared.
Fans go nuts, we get the whole speech, and he does in his backstage little bit, like, they can't unannounce it.
Right, they can't undo it, they can't say, oh, hey, look, actually, you're not cleared. No, once it's out, it's out. He's cleared, he can come back and wrestle. And we see a wonderful call between him and Bree and Nikki and Birdie, and it's so sweet, and Bree's like, you made me cry, because it's like, you know, she was the one behind him from day one, and he gave such an impassioned speech. We see, you know, Brian getting congratulations from superstars like Shinsuke Nakamura and Xavier Woods. You know, everybody is super happy. We get the old stock camera shot of the SmackDown logo.
Yeah, so they cut through it, and they're like showing the SmackDown logo. It's like, it's a 43-year-old shot already.
Still like, a valid shot.
No, it's not. The show's not called SmackDown. It's called SmackDown Live. It just said SmackDown. It was a clear
enough.
It was a clear giveaway. It was old footage that they threw in there. Get some new stock footage of the SmackDown Live logo.
They're working on it.
It's not that hard. They've been working on it.
This is a B show, dude.
They've been working on it for a year and a half.
It's a B show.
Doesn't matter. They can get stock footage. It's called take a camera. Point it at the TV that says SmackDown Live. Done.
But you think they would have gotten enough in the background, but anyway. So, that's where the... Sorry.
Just right, they probably have it, but someone, whoever the editor was, oh, we need a piece of SmackDown logo right here. It's a wrong logo. It annoyed me.
I know.
If you couldn't tell.
So, that's really where the episode ends, is with Brian getting cleared, and everybody being super happy, and then we get the teaser for next week. And next week is going to be heart-wrenching, it's going to be horrific, and I don't mean that in, like, horrific, it's going to be god-awful, it's going to be just, it's going to kick you right in your soul. Probably because it's, we're going to see the very real footage of what Nikki went through and the struggle to, and John as well. I don't mean to say that Nikki was the only one that struggled, but Nikki's decision to call off the wedding a second time. This time, for good. Where it's like, there is no reconciliation, there is no getting back together, there is no, hey, we're still gonna get married. They're done. So, we will see all of that next week.
Next week's gonna be a barn burner.
So, get your tissues ready, y'all. We're gonna need them.
It is Rack Radio Show on the Facebooks, the Twitters, the Instagrams. It's rackradioshow.com. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's wildtalkradio.com.
You can follow me on Twitter at Linsward, LNSWRD, and my website, psychwarddesigns.com. And for Rock, you've been listening to the Rack Extra Reviews. Total Bellas right here on wildtalkradio.com, and we will be back next week with the Total Bellas season finale. But hey, if you love the show, we have a brand new show that just came out this week where we're talking all about Ms. and Mrs., our favorite new thing.
Our new favorite show.
So, if you love The Rack Extra, go check that out. It's a fun, amazing show, both our show and their show, because, you know, you gotta brag. And it's just a rip-roaring good time. So, everybody, go check it out. Rack Extra Reviews, Ms. and Mrs., Episode 1, available now. Episode 2 will be available next week. And don't forget to check out Rack Radio Show every Thursday, 10 p.m. right here on wildtalkradio.com. So till then, till next week, bye!